This is the Raw Women's Champion, the man, Becky Lynch, and you're listening to Meatball on T95.
Coming to Interest Bank Arena January 20th, WWE, Monday Night Raw, and T95 is your chance to win. All this week, a shot at floor seats to see Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins, and Randy Orton in action, up close and personal. And every day, winners will get closer to the ring, right up to the front row. Hardy and Meatball have your chance to win on air all week on the Rock Station, T95.
Becky Lynch, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We are looking forward to a great show with you coming up a week from today, actually.
Absolutely. It's always a great show when the man's off. Well, like your show right now.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much. The man on air with Meatball right now, Raw Women's Champion, and I want to talk first a little bit on your personal life. You and Seth freaking Rollins, at the moment you have a belt and he doesn't.
I sure do.
Do you ever kind of like rub that in his face a little bit?
I tend to bask in the glory of all my achievements on a regular basis. Yeah.
Here, walk around and be like, who's the man in this relationship right now?
I don't say that.
Oh, okay.
I don't care what relationship you are in. That is a quick way to end it.
How is it, you know, you're both on Raw. How is it traveling around with him around the country?
It's one of those things where this is a tough life that we live. It's one that demands a lot of you, both emotionally, physically, mentally. And when you get to travel around with somebody who's your best friend, it just makes life a little bit easier.
You're kind of a student of wrestling. It's been, you know, a passion of yours for your entire life. You grew up around it, especially when you were younger. Do you remember like that moment as maybe a kid when wrestling was like, this is what I want to do, that moment when you were a child?
There wasn't a moment when I was a child, per se, that when I thought, oh, this is what I want to do. Because for me, it wasn't something that it just didn't even seem like something feasible to dream of. Does
right.
that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was this little kid in Ireland, a little chubby kid in Ireland, who wasn't athletic, who failed PE, I liked watching it on the telly, but that was stuff in America, you know, that good-looking people did, you know?
Sure,
not the chubby kid that was picked last in gym class and that failed the sport, you know, and that refused to run and hated exercising but loved eating sweets. But I do remember when I realized how emotionally invested I was in that, and that was when it was Mick Foley versus Triple H and Hell in a Cell, and when Mick Foley lost, he retired.
Right.
I mean, he came back 4 weeks later, but that's neither here nor there. But I just remember staying up till 4 a.m. in the morning, which is what you had to do when you lived in Ireland because of the time difference. I remember just bawling my eyes out, and going, oh, God, I'm into this thing.
So one of my favorite memories when I was a kid was WWE had the Good Humor ice cream bars. I don't know, did you ever get to experience those?
I didn't. These
okay.
are the things that you when you're in Ireland, you don't get to experience.
Sure. Well, now I guess they announced they're coming back, and you're one of the wrestlers on the ice cream sandwich, as I understand it. How does it feel to have your face on an ice cream sandwich?
You know, it's there's certain goals in life that you don't realize that you need it, and then until you reach them, and then you're like, oh my God, of course, what the hell else was I working for? This is one of those times.
Oh man, well, let's talk about wrestling and how it's going. You know, a year ago you were here with SmackDown going into the Royal Rumble. You were going to face Asuka. She had the belt. You did not. And then at the Rumble, you lost to her. But since then, since that match even, you won the Royal Rumble. You eventually got the SmackDown title. You got the Raw title. We got to know Becky two belts. I mean, aside from that initial match with Asuka at Royal Rumble, 2019 was pretty kind to the man.
It was a pretty spectacular year. But the one thing, and that's the thing, though, it's the blemish on a perfect year, isn't it? It's the one person that I haven't been able to beat. is Asuka. She's just that thorn in my side, and here we are going to see 1 week out from the Royal Rumble, I'll be back in Wichita, Kansas. And,
right.
Yeah, just looking for that redemption, looking to collect that debt.
Now, I know everyone talks about, 2020, new year, new me. Are we going to see a new Becky Lynch in 2020? Maybe a different approach to the Asuka match this time?
Look, there's always going to be change. There's always going to be growth. If we don't change, then we become stagnant. And look, with wrestling, you go up and you go down, but you always have to move. You always have to keep moving. Look, I'm like the stock market. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down, but I'm always buddy. So with Asuka, there's going to be some things that I'm going to keep the same, right? Keep absolutely the same. And then there's some things that I'm going to have to change completely. Because if I don't change, if I do the same thing over and over again, what's that? That's like the definition of madness. I haven't been able to beat her. I'm going to have to keep some things similar, some things that have brought me to the dance, but some things I'm going to have to throw out and change completely.
Awesome. Well, we are looking forward to a great time with you a week from today here in Wichita. And Royal Rumble coming up the week after that. It's the road home to the pay-per-view. Super stoked for it. And might I just say, my two favorite wrestlers in WWE just happen to be your fiance and you. So top two right there on my list. I'm going to see a week from today.
Oh, my friend, you have great taste. Thank you very much.
The Rock of Wichita. 85.